Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, is Ben Affleck about to pop the question?
I don't think he's getting her a ring.
Nina, I want to put my tongue on your tongue. I agree. Courtney and Travis are causing drama.
He wanted a reaction out of her.
I think he forgot he had been married before.
I feel like maybe I should talk to Jordan more.
Who?
Not Jordan.
Y'all, who is Jordan?
Nobody.
You listen, it's James.
That's true love. She found it.
I spit on one bitch.
Oh, that's your 20s.
It's your 20s. Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Happy Tuesday, guys. Nina Hunter, did you guys miss me yesterday? Was it a tough day?
It was a travesty.
Yep. That's how we feel when you're gone. It's okay.
No. I did miss you yesterday.
You did. All right. Let's get started. Is Ben Affleck about to pop the question? Ooh, the pressure is on because he was spotted at Tiffany's supposedly looking at engagement rings. But here's the bigger question, okay? Is J-Lo expecting him to outdo the $2.5 million ring he got her? I can't believe it's 2002.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I didn't realize it was that long ago.
Yeah.
2002 is a long time ago.
Yeah, but the question is, in the words of Fat Joe, yesterday's price is not today's price.
Right.
So 2002 J-Lo is not 2021 J-Lo.
Nope.
She was extravagant then.
Yes.
It's a whole different level now.
Yeah. So what do you think? What do you think is going to suffice now if he's getting her a ring?
I don't think he's getting her a ring.
Nina, I want to put my tongue on your tongue. I agree. That was weird. I don't know. It just came out. Oh. But here's the thing. I agree with you.
Oh,
I don't
that's
think
what
he,
that meant. Okay.
I would also like to see this.
Okay.
I totally agree with you. I mean, first of all, a source tells E! News that Ben was actually on a scavenger hunt with his family.
Oh.
Doing that at the mall. So.
You think that's an excuse, or do you think he was on a
What do you mean he's on a scavenger hunt with his family in the mall?
First of all, you're so correct. Yes, you are correct.
That doesn't make it better. Like, that, it also sounds like bullshit.
It's all bullshit.
Was this on a Monday? They doing a scavenger hunt on a Monday?
I think this was on a Sunday.
To be fair, Sunday is scavenger hunt day.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So keep that in mind. Plus, single or in a relationship or ready to get married, doesn't matter. Every guy in like a jewelry store will go ahead and like peek over at the engagement rings and be like, how much is this going to cost me?
Well, he's not going to think how much because he's got money.
He got her that $2.5 million ring on a Geely budget. So this ring better be really good.
He's got
Batman money now.
Bachelor in Paradise had some surprise twists and turns last night. Victoria P. left the show after it was exposed. She already had a boyfriend back home, but that wasn't stopping her from trying to get a rose anyway.
I really am enjoying getting to know you. My energy healer friend told me that when you get the chills, it means that you are at the right place at the right time with the right person. To be honest, I haven't felt that yet.
I feel like maybe I should talk to Jordan more.
Who?
Not Jordan.
Y'all, who is Jordan?
Nobody.
You listen, it's James. He looks like a Jordan.
He's all into you. He's in love with you, bro.
That's a little fast.
What's the guy's name? Not Jordan. I feel like his name should be something else, not James. But his name is James.
That's true love. She found it. Have you ever forgotten someone's name on a date? Many times.
I've been like,
I did run into some people that I on literally 2 days ago that we're having brunch, and I knew the guy's name, and I couldn't very quickly remember the girl's
name. It's awful.
And it's, you're literally like, I'm like, this is, and this is, and she's like, I'm, and I'm like, I, yeah, f-
yeah.
It's f-
yeah. Yeah.
I, in that situation, I introduced the person I know. This just happened to me over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is my girl, Morgan. This is Hunter. And then I just don't introduce. And then so like, smart. Oh, I'm yes. You know, Max or whatever the her name is.
I didn't realize I didn't know her name when it happened. Yeah. So I introduced the guy I knew first to my husband.
Yeah.
I f***ed, obviously.
You really
yeah, f***ed. And then I was like, are you guys getting up soon? I need your table.
You. What's your name again? Are you Liam?
If you know, you just... By far, yeah. I never get offended if people don't know my name or remember my name. I never get offended.
Wow.
Because I'm bad with names.
That's very mature.
Yeah.
I'd be like...
I don't care. You would? You'd be mad if someone didn't remember your name?
No.
Don't lie.
I'm lying.
What's more offensive is if you know they know you, like for sure you know they know you, and they're like, nice to meet you. Then that's shady.
That happened to Jordan at a haircut yesterday with somebody quite famous.
And they pretended they didn't know
And they were
him.
Like, oh, nice to meet you.
And they had met
do
him before.
Really
I'm just
going to
say
though?
Who it is. Okay, so...
Tell us!
So, when he was on tour with Jonas Brothers the first time, Bebe Rexha was on tour with them, and literally, Jordan got his hair cut yesterday with Chris McMillan, and she walked in after, and she looked at him dead in the eye and said, nice to meet you, and they were on tour for 7 months
Oh, together. My God!
He's gonna kill me
Are
for saying
serious?
That! But then Jordan was like, I was on tour with her, and then Chris said something to Bebe after, and then she texted or followed up or said something, like, I can't believe I didn't recognize you, so she could have been out of it.
Right.
All right, meanwhile, Courtney and Travis are causing drama after posting a date night watching True Romance. So, turns out, that was the theme of Travis and his first wife, Shayna Mokler's wedding.
Ooh.
They named their daughter Alabama after one of the characters. So Shayna responded with a very telling screen grab from the movie. Oh, okay. So Travis X feels that way. I just wish she wouldn't do this. Like, you and Travis have not been together for a million years. I understand that the wedding and the movie is sentimental to them.
Yeah.
It was about their relationship. It's a classic film. Everybody's seen it. Have you seen
yes.
it? Everybody loves the movie. If he still loves the movie and wants to watch it with his new girlfriend, like...
This is my thing, though.
Posting?
Like, I feel like you, when you move on, you can live your life however you want to. She was with Travis for a while. And even after they broke up, they lived together. I do think that she knows Travis well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when there's a thing between you and someone, and like, have you ever known someone and other people didn't know them the way that you did? And you were like, you don't understand them the way I understand them. So I know these underlying things mean something different to me than they do to you. And I do feel like if he was trying to avoid conflict, he didn't have to post this. He didn't have to do the True Romance thing, especially when it was involved with his wedding with his ex. He did it for a reason. He wanted a reaction out of her, I believe. I think when you're healed and you don't want to hurt the mother of your kids, you don't do shit like that. And I think she saw through it and she reacted.
I think he forgot he had been married before.
All right, 50 Cent just revealed that his mom taught him how to fight. Okay, he told Page Six that she put toys in his socks as a weapon to defend himself against the neighborhood kids. Is this how your parents helped you deal with conflict? Do you remember your parents saying, hey, this is, okay, what did they
My mom taught me how to fight.
Oh, so what does that entail? Like, she brought something out?
I know I was young because she got on her knees. And she was like, she, like, pushed me and was like, come on. And she was like, put him up. And, like, I remember her being like, come on. And she would be like, she taught me how to, like, get in a stance. And I had to have been, like, 4. And she would be like, let's do this. And she
Little Nina was
me.
Scared, though. She was like, I don't want to do this.
No, I was like, you said, let's get ready. Let's get ready.
Wow. So you had, okay. So
yeah, I learned very young how to fight with my mom.
Morgan, do you have a similar experience with your mother?
No.
Was Susan throwing them things?
By the way, she's scarier because it's with words. And I'm like, always like, what is wrong with you?
My mom was more like just, you know. Like,
be the
my
bigger
mom,
person. Don't ignore it.
No, I think my mom was like, tell him that his mom is probably cheating on his dad.
Did you guys ever get into fights in school? Like,
I've never gotten into
schoolyard fights.
No, not a schoolyard fight. No, it happened later. It was like more club fights.
Clubs.
What?
Yeah.
No.
It's always a club fight when
What's
you're drinking and
like?
Your ex-boyfriend that doesn't like you makes
it's
out with someone
serious.
Else. That's when it gets.
Oh, is it hair pulling?
It's just a lot of messiness. It's pushing. It's pulling. It's spitting. It's all of those things.
Spitting?
I spit on one bitch.
Oh.
I was like in her face. I was so pissed over the Biggest Loser, by the way. I miss clubs. They were so fun. And then you go now and you're like, this sucks.
No, it's over. Especially in LA because it's so pretentious.
I know. Yeah. I hate pretentious. Ugh. Yucky. All right. We have to take a break. But coming up, there's a new sitcom mom in town and she has no time for your That is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
BET's new series, The Miss Pat Show, is getting a ton of buzz. It's showing sitcom moms in a whole new way.
So, if that's it, can y'all just get out? Please?
I'm not one of your little friends, okay? I would kill your ass and still claim you on my taxes. So I guess you think sex is what you see on Pornhub, huh? Bleach booty. Well, it's not. When I was your age, I already had a child and another one in the oven. So don't try to tell me I don't know what it is out here, baby, because I was born out here.
All right. Hey, son, apologize to your mother, huh?
No, f*** him, Terry.
Not f*** him, Terry.
That's good. Poor Welcome hub. To my childhood. You wanted a window. There you go. There was no talking back to my parents, mm-hmm, ever. Mm-hmm. There was never...
No matter what age.
Now. There was never a point in my life where I could snap at my parents, say what. Like, if my mom called me and I was like, what? That was just like, you didn't even respond with what. You got your ass up and went to see what she wanted. Like, there was just never... It's unfathomable to me when I see, like, kids talking back to their parents because it just wasn't even an option for me. Like,
right.
I think I was 15 the first time I bucked up at my dad. I don't really remember much when I woke up, but it was...
Yeah.
It wasn't cute.
I got yelled at, too, but it was not as funny as this. My whole thing was, like, trying to make my family laugh. I never really wanted to be an ass. It was never the intention. But I just wanted to be funny, and I would rather make a joke. And my mom, eventually, make enough jokes, and people snap.
Yeah.
You know?
We know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're familiar.
Yeah. We got it.
What about you? You don't get out of here scot-free.
I wanted to move on. Damn it.
I was
a little bitchy in
you
my
high school. You were not yelling at Susan.
I was definitely a little spicy and a little salty to her. Yeah, I know. And she definitely told me to f*** off a few times. For sure. I was just such a bitch. Okay, so you're having a totally normal conversation and you stick your foot in your mouth. That's happened to all of us. On HBO Max's Small Town News, KPVM Pahrump. Do you guys know where Pahrump is?
Yes, it is in Nevada.
It is. I know. Vernon.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
My grandparents used to live there.
Pahrump. Oh my God, yeah. Of course they did.
Yeah. We'll say it by the full
Pahrump.
Name. Pahrump-a-pum-pum.
Pahrump-a-pum-pum. Vernon just sat when he showed a stranger a little too much affection on the phone.
Hello, this is Vernon.
My name is Renee, and I wrote a book, and I'm thinking of advertising it.
I'm going to get a representative to call you back.
Call me anytime.
All right, man. Love you lots.
Okay, be safe out there.
Will do. Bye-bye.
What? I think he accidentally said love you lots at the end of the phone call. This is the shit that happens in Pahrump.
Pahrump, okay.
Yeah, I will admit I've been a culprit of the accidental, like, one, I say bye-bye to everybody, like, that I'm close with. I go, I love you, bye-bye. And then even just saying bye-bye as an adult male gets me some weird things at the end of the call. Yeah. So, like, have a good day. And I go, bye-bye.
Yeah. I think when you play like that, it starts to be, like, serious. Like, sometimes you do things playing.
For sure.
Then it's ingrained in you. And then you say it to people who you don't even mean to say it to.
Yeah.
How do you end your calls?
Bye. I just say bye. Or like I hang up.
Yeah, you just hang up. I feel like people don't even say bye anymore. Yeah. People are like, all right.
And that's it.
Like, you know when the conversation's over, you're out there.
I always feel so bad if I don't say goodbye. I'm like, oh no, we didn't end the call right.
Sweetie.
Oh my God, give me a break.
Let you bye-bye.
Oh my God. All right, we've heard some interesting sob stories, but this one from The Voice Australia got pretty deep. So a contestant scuba diving story was so dramatic, it actually required a reenactment.
All of us so far away. And it was only until we got to the surface that we realized that the boat had actually gone. There was an hour and a half left of sunlight. You could see the reef sharks below. It didn't really hit us until we were kind of floating there for quite a long time that maybe no one was coming. I was constantly thinking, will I die? I sang to keep the morale up while we were floating. Music.
That's where you lost me.
At the 5.5 hour mark, a boat pulled up.
Okay, I was into this bitch. Bye. Like, I was into the story. I even was like, I'm okay with this reenactment. This is dramatic. You telling me you floated in the water? The boat. First of all, the boat left you. I don't know what happened. Why a boat would leave you?
Because she was probably singing on the boat.
You telling me you went out on an excursion and the boat left, and then you floated for 5 hours and you started singing?
If I've ever seen a woman who's been left by a boat in the water for 5 hours and saying to keep the morale up, it's that woman. That's what
true.
She looks like.
That's true.
And guess what? If you have talent, you ain't got to make up all these shark stories. Just get out here and sing, girl.
God, like, how did that even happen?
Hear about you floating in the water, getting left by the boat. What boat would leave you?
They needed to.
Knowing you're down there.
It's happened quite a few times, actually.
When?
People literally are stuck out at sea because they go scuba diving and the boat leaves them. Either there's a miscount because people are drinking or because it's getting too late. And then
hope I die out in that sea.
Yeah.
You better hope I die in that sea, baby. Because if I come back and there's any breath left in me, you getting it all.
I agree. And by the way, it's the last thing I want to do is scuba dive and be in a large body of water for a long period of time. No, thank you. Unless it's a pool. All right. We have to take a break. But coming up,
thank God.
A vacation spot when you're the caged entertainment. Freak the F out is next.
Bye, love you, bye, bye.
You guys. All right, these next stories all involve two things, animals and people doing some crazy things. Mm. So that can only mean one thing. It's time for
Freak the F Out!
First up, rule number one of being a parent, protect your children at all costs. Noted. Well, not according to this mom, that rule flew out the window when this happened.
A bee flew in the car and landed on my sister's face. My mother is just
Jasmine,
screaming.
Jasmine! Oh, my God! Jasmine, let me hit it! And I'm driving! I can't save you!
Wait, the mom was recording and driving?
I was just going to ask, I don't understand what the f*** is happening, but pull the f*** over and help your... Nothing scares
also,
me like a bee.
Can you stop recording me? I'm crying.
That's
crying, sweet.
So good, though.
No.
That's so good.
It is?
No, there is no fear like when a bee lands on you. It is a small insect, and for whatever reason, people shut the f*** down. I can't even stand.
This just concerns me that the mother is more concerned about filming and driving. I really don't think she's paying attention to the road.
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah.
A lot's happening.
This seems dangerous.
A lot is happening for sure.
I know that a bee won't sting you either. Like, I get that now as an adult. I've been sung as a kid plenty of times, but like, still, when a bee lands on you, there's a part and there's people around you, like, that's fine.
Yeah, you get panicked.
Just let it. It'll be nice.
Yeah, it'll go away on its own.
And speaking of animals getting way too close for comfort, a place called Gigi Conservation Lion Sanctuary in South Africa offers the chance to get into the lion's den, literally.
Ooh.
No.
Oh my God. It's plastic?
Aww.
Oh.
Hello.
She didn't like that.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, beautiful.
No, baby. No, absolutely not.
By the way, how do you get out then?
No, that's all one group that went in there in the morning, and then the lions haven't let them out all day.
Yeah.
You know, it became a 9-hour excursion.
I would never, ever want to put my... First of all, I would love to get to the animals that close, but I would never want to put myself in a plastic box with other people all day
you
long.
You would want to get to that close to a lion?
In a very protected state.
You would?
Yes.
Yeah.
You would.
I mean, they're sure. So beautiful, but that, like okay. That with the bars and the hands,
absolutely
I don't know about
not.
That.
I don't even want to be close to a lion. I have no desire. Yeah. I have no desire in me to be up on a wild animal.
You know, like, what? It's good.
Not
it's...
even a little bit. Like, I would view them from my hotel room, 50 stories up, and take a picture, sure. That is not fun to me.
My question is, where is your 50-story hotel where there are lions at the bottom?
I don't know. Probably Dubai. They yeah, got Dubai. Like that in Dubai.
Dubai's literally the only option, yeah, for sure. But I get the appeal in that you're seeing this, like, beast in nature in a way that it's massive. These animals are massive, and they could f***ing kill you at any second.
Literally destroy
and
you.
And it's cool to see the teeth and the whiskers.
And they're
oh,
so
cute.
Sweet.
Oh, my God. The claws.
When they're little.
That could kill you. I'm just trying to get Morgan convinced to do it, you know?
Then I won't be back to host. Then you'll be so upset.
I actually would be upset. That'd be a bummer.
He was going to go with. He was going to be like, well, sounds good to me.
No, can I be honest? If you died, I'm going to say it right here on the show. I would be sad.
Good.
Just so you know.
Good. Believable. Leave that in for when I somehow disappear. All right. Next, a woman went viral after sharing a video of herself doing yoga on a beach. She was in the Bahamas when a hungry iguana interrupted her. Ugh. No.
There's a lot of iguanas on that beach.
I was just going
to say. Why was she doing yoga on an iguana beach? That's their beach, girl. What you doing there?
There's a lot of iguana beaches out there, but you got to be a little bit more aware.
I got to say, I'm all about iguanas. I'm all about that. I don't want to lay on a beach when there's like 15 iguanas around me. I don't find that relaxing.
How would you even be comfortable?
Yeah.
Again, you in their territory.
Yes.
They're used to humans being around, obviously. They probably thought she was trying to give him some food. And then he went up to that hand, saw that in there, and he was like, oh, this is what you get, bitch, for coming empty-handed.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, come with some food next time.
Oh, my gosh.
My dad is living in Costa Rica, and he told me very recently, he says there's lizards around his apartment, inside his apartment when he wakes up in the morning, like little geckos everywhere.
Ooh,
there's iguanas everywhere in Costa Rica.
I can't believe he actually lives in Costa Rica. I always forget that that's real.
Yeah, it's odd. But anyway, he tried to feed an iguana and the iguana bit onto his fingers, like just did a snap.
Oh my God.
And he went to lift his hand away, like yank it away.
No.
The iguana held on until he reached the apex of his throw and the iguana went flying the other direction. And my dad's finger was really hurt for like a week. Like it was like ripped skin.
He's gotta move home. You have a room in your house. Be a better son.
He lived with me for the past 2 weeks. He could not be more excited to go back.
All right. That's it for us, you guys. But set those DVRs and hang out with us again tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.